In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Treasures, we are reading the book of Philippians, the epistle written by St. Paul to the people in Philippi. And as we mentioned last time, these people were strong in the faith and they faced many hardships. And at the same time, St. Paul imprisoned in Rome. So he is sending his letter from his prison to these stressed people. First chapter, verse 7. Just as it's right for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, in as much as both in my chains and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. So he believed that God gave him this mission to defend the gospel and to confirm the truth revealed by God. God is love. God became man. God came to save us. All people are called to be God's people. And we can catch the kingdom of heaven through faith, through belief in Christ as God and Savior, and taking the holy sacraments of the church, being sons and daughters of God. I have you in my heart as much as both in my chains in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. You all are partakers with me of grace. So being all members in the same body of Christ, we are partaking of the same grace. We are holy altars of God. The Holy Spirit dwelled in all of us. So we are partakers of the grace. For God is my witness, how greatly I long for you all with the affection of Jesus Christ. Now he is expressing his love to his people. God knows how much I love you, and I wish to see you. And as expressed this way, I long for you all with the affection of Jesus Christ. And if the emotions, the feelings of love toward these people are kind of the same love in Christ's heart. And this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment. So he's praying for them. These people were good and they believed in Christ, but he's still praying for them to be more and more deeper in their relationship. I pray your love may abound still more and more in knowledge. So for all of us, we need to know God more and more. We need to go deeper in our relationship with God. We do not know him enough. We cannot say that now I know God fully. No, actually, we did not know much about God. In knowledge and all discernment, discernment is the virtue of wisdom. When you are wise, you can discern what to do, what is right and what's wrong. How can you understand the will of God in whatever you do? This is discernment. That you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ. So, being excellent before the eyes of God, that's the outcome of the virtue of discernment. When you pray good, when you know God good, when you read his words, when you study the will of God, you will be excellent. You will live an ideal life, a perfect life in Christ. That you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ. Again, he's repeating the day of Christ, which is the day of his coming again to take us to heaven. Being filled with the fruits of righteousness. You all know the verse given in Galatians, the fruits of the Spirit. He called it here the fruits of righteousness. It's the same, you know. Being righteous man, being man of God, your life is fruitful. People can see and can enjoy the fruits of the Spirit. Love, peace, joy, wisdom, long-suffering, patience, faith, gentleness, all these virtues related to the fruitful spiritual life. being filled with the fruits of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. Because, you know, when people deal with some kind of this spiritual fruitful man, they will glorify God in his life, and they can see God easily in his life. But I want you to know, brethren, that the things which happened to me have actually turned out for the furtherance of the gospel. You know, people were anxious because some people said at that time Paul will be killed soon, because the emperor was very mad at him, and the emperor was always mad. He was crazy. So they believed that Paul definitely will be killed soon. So he is telling them, don't worry about me. Things are becoming much better than before. Happened to me have actually turned out for the best of the gospel, for the benefit of the gospel. You know, because all people knew that Paul was prisoned not being a criminal. Actually, he was prisoned simply because he was Christian. He was a Christ leader. People followed his teaching. So all people everywhere knew that this man was innocent. So it turned out to be for the gospel benefit. So that it has become evident to the whole palace, God, and to all the rest, that my chains are in Christ. Which means that people knew that he was chained because of Christ. And most of the brethren in the Lord, having become confident by my chains, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. People believe that if they take Paul and put him in jail, no one can preach the word of God after Paul. So people will be very much scared. Actually, it happened on the other side, that people, you know, became stronger in preaching the word of God. Having become confident by my chains, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. So with this role model of St. Paul preaching the word of God up to being imprisoned for the word of God, his disciples everywhere became stronger and became more bold to speak the word of God. Some indeed preach Christ even from envy and strife, and some also from goodwill. How come some people may, you know, preach the word of God in envy? At that time, some of the teachers of the people of the church did not like Paul because he was very strong against the heresy of Judaism. So those who were of the Jewish background, they did not like him much. So when he was imprisoned, you know, they found out that there was a good chance for them to preach their teaching. So having this envy feeling and strife, they started to take over and started to preach the word of God in their way. But, you know, at the same time, there were many honest, faithful people who were the real disciples of St. Paul. So they kept teaching people the same faith. Some also from goodwill. The former, those who are preaching with envy and strife, preach Christ from selfish ambition, not sincerely, supposing to add affliction to my chains. So, having this bad feeling in their heart, they believe that while preaching the word of God in their way, they will add to the problems of St. Paul, add to his suffering. They will stress him more. But, you know, he did not accept it this way. But the latter, out of love, the other group, the real disciples of St. Paul, were out of love preaching the word of God, knowing that I am appointed for the defense of the gospel. What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached. this man was really great. Because just telling the word of God everywhere and preaching the name of Christ, even with selfish ambition, he believed that God will make use of all of this for the salvation of many people. And because he just loved God and loved people, and he is very much into the goal of the kingdom of heaven, the salvation of everyone, he did not consider their bad feeling. He focused on the preaching of the name of Christ. So he said, what then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached. And in this I rejoice. Yes, and will rejoice. So look to this. This strong man could have this spiritual joy, although people are trying to, you know, stress him more, being in prison, and he could not defend his faith, defend himself, but he believed in Christ. He believed that everything is working for the best of the church. He believed that God is the Pantocrator. He controls everything. So even these people who are not honest or faithful in their heart while preaching the word of God, still God may use of them, make use of them for the salvation of people. For I know that this will turn out for my deliverance through our prayer and supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. And if he knew from this minute that he still have some mission in life, because he had to go out of the prison to defend the true faith and to stop this bad teaching. So he considered their role part of his salvation, deliverance from the prison, because he had to go out to stop them. So he knew that that was the plan of God, and it was really the plan of God that Paul was, you know, freed from the prison after this letter with few months. For I know that this will turn out for my deliverance through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, according to my earnest expectation and hope that in nothing I shall be ashamed. This man is full of virtues. One of his great virtues, that he has strong hope in Christ. So he will never be ashamed. God will never let him down. That's his belief. That's his hope. So he foreknew that these things happening around will turn out for his benefit and the benefit of the whole church. Hope that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ will be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death. So he's saying that God is glorified in my body. Even if they kill me, still this will be for the glorification of the Lord. So I'm in his hands. He's doing whatever he sees best for his church, and I'm happy with his will, whatever it ends up with. With all boldness as always, so now also Christ will be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me, to live is Christ. I think most of you know this verse by heart. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Why he's saying so? Because his life is totally into Christ. He's just living for Christ. His goal in life is to tell everyone about Christ, to make everyone love God, to help everyone to catch the kingdom of Christ. So that's his life. My life is Christ. So death will be gain, simply because by death I will be with Christ forever. I will enjoy his presence much more than I do in prayer. So for him, if they tell him, now it's time to go to heaven, he will be very happy. For to me to live is Christ and to die is gain. But if I live on in the flesh, this will mean fruit from my labor. So the only meaning of his life on earth is to labor for his mission, is to do the service. That's the only meaning for his life now. If I live in the flesh, this will mean fruit from my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I cannot tell. So he put it this way, as if God is telling him, what do you like? Do you like to come to me in heaven, or do you like to stay to complete your mission on earth? So as if both choices are nice, were very nice for him. So he said it this way, I shall choose, I cannot tell, for I am hard pressed between the two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. If you tell me that this is the will of God, is to depart now and to be with Christ fully in heaven, that's definitely far better than anything on earth. Nevertheless, to remain in the flesh is more needful for you. So the only thing will keep Paul on earth is that God saw in his wisdom that Paul is still needed for the salvation of many. So this feeling of being needed by people, that the only thing will catch him on earth. Nevertheless, to remain in the flesh is more needful for you. And being confident of this, I know that I shall remain and continue with you all for your progress and joy of faith. So he was, strong in this. He was confident. I know I will remain. I will stay longer. It's not the end of my story yet. So he knew from God by the Spirit that that's not the end. Although most of the people expected that this is the end of St. Paul. Being confident of this, I know that I shall remain and continue with you all for your progress and joy of faith, that your rejoicing for me may be more abundant in Jesus Christ by my coming to you again. So he even telling them another good news. He will see them. He will go back to see the people of Philippi. He is promising them that he will be freed and he will travel to see them. Your rejoicing for me may be more abundant in Jesus Christ by my coming to you again. Only let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ. So, after telling them the good news that he will remain, he will stay in the flesh for some time, he will continue serving them, the good news of that he will be freed from the prison soon, so he is advising them, please let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ. Focus on the gospel of Christ. Live following the words of the gospel. Live following the steps of the Lord Christ. Be gospel-minded Christian. Don't be just a normal Christian, a usual one. Be real Christian following the conduct of the gospel. So that whether I come and see you or I'm absent, I may hear of your affairs that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. So being with them or absent away from them, in any case, they still living the word of God. They have the real faith in Christ. Glory to God. Amen.